The president of Egypt shows he's not just a tyrant, but an idiot. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For a week, the anti-Mubarak protesters occupied Cairo's Tahrir Square and attacked no one. In fact, they had a security team to disarm anybody trying to enter the square with a gun. And they got a lot of sympathetic coverage. Mubarak wanted to make those pictures go away, so he cut off the internet, the cell phones. But it doesn't work. Instead, TV networks send in their big-name anchors. Mubarak's supporters could have called a peaceful counter-demonstration of their own. But that's not how Hosni Mubarak works. That's not what's kept him in office all these years. What kept him in office was intimidation. So he unleashes a bunch of paid hooligans with razors, pliers, clubs, and literally tries to stop the bad publicity by beating up Anderson Cooper. Mubarak changed the pictures, all right. Now, instead of boring video of peaceful chanting, we have viral video of Anderson Cooper defending himself. I admit I thought Mubarak was more cunning than that, but clearly he isn't. Mubarak apparently thinks the same tactics that kept him in power when the world wasn't watching will keep him in power now that it is. Well, the only question now is, how long will it take President Obama to announce that not one penny more of American money will go to his government? Tick, tick, tick. And by the way, Hosni, just a heads up, Anderson Cooper, like most American reporters, runs toward hurricanes. If you hadn't cut off the TV feeds, you'd know that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.